No, you can't expect a cowboy to agitate his shanks in an etiquette-ish manner in aristocratic ranks, when he's always been accustomed to shake the heel and toe at the rattlin' rancher dances where much etiquette don't go. You can better set them laughing in quite an excited way, a giving of the squinters an astonished sort of play, when I happened into Denver and was asked to take a prance in the smooth and easy mazes of the high tone dance. When I got amongst the ladies in their frocks of fleecy white, and the dudes togged out in wrappings that was simply out of sight, tell you what, I was embarrassed. Somehow I couldn't keep from feeling like a burro in a pretty flock of sheep. Every step I made was awkward, and I blushed a fiery red, like the principal adornment of a turkey gobbler's head. And the ladies says 'twas seldom that they had had a chance to see an old-time cowboy at a high-toned dance. Well, I cut me out a heifer from a bunch of pretty girls, and I yanked her to the center to dance the dreamy whirls. She laid her head upon my bosom in a loving sort of way, and we drifted into heaven as the band began to play. I could feel my neck a-burning from my nose's breathing heat, as she do-si-do'd around me half the time upon my feet. She peered up in my blinkers with a soul-dissolving glance quite conducive to the pleasures of a high-toned dance. When they fetched out old Cotillion on the music bill of fare, every bit of devil in me seemed to bust out on a tear. I fetched a cowboy, yip, and off I started into rag, and I cut her with my trotters till the floor began to sag. So on my part till she got seasick and rushed for a seat, I balanced to the next one, but she dodged me slick and neat. Tell you what, I shook the creases from my go-to-meetin' pants when I put the cowboy trimmings on that high-toned dance.